On this day, because it is a feria and the time after Pentecost, we are permitted to say whatever Mass the priest wants to say. So not every day is that allowed. The priest has to follow schedules. Well, this is a day when one can make one's own schedule. And of course, since Tuesday is the day that is dedicated of the week to the holy angels of God, in particular the guardian angels, I decided, and since it has been a long time since I could do so, to celebrate the votive Mass of the angels, of the guardian angels. And of course, we see how our Lord, both in the Old Testament and in the New, tells us about his angels. The angels, of course, are that whole universe, because it is a whole universe of beings, spiritual, only spiritual beings, intellectual beings. And in theology and philosophy, intellect equals spirit, because we have a spirit that dwells within our body. We are rational creatures, so we are bodies with an intellectual spirit, but not a perfect spirit as the angels are. And so in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, and then in the New Testament, our Lord promises us his angels to guide, to teach, and to protect us, and we must listen to them. Of course, St. Paul also reminds us, if even an angel from heaven, which of course would not be possible, would come down and preach another gospel other than that which I have preached unto thee, as for instance, Arius, who did not believe in the divinity of Christ, or the Sabellians, who did not believe in the divinity of the Holy Spirit, thus destroying the Trinity, which is the gospel truth, then, of course, those are demons from hell that are trying to thwart the poor people of God into different directions. And, of course, we see this all around us. All around us we have people that believe all kinds of nonsense. And there are even those who invoke angels without even so much as knowing who they are, or even so much as listening to them, because they speak in the name of God, and they protect us from evil, from the devil and his minions. And of course, one of the things that stands out here is the fact that our Lord, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, tells us about his angels. And this, of course, reminds us that our Lord is a Pharisee and not a Sadducee. The Sadducees refused to believe in anything that was purely spiritual. And so, they did not believe in angels, or in devils, or in purgatory, or in hell, or in heaven. And most of the Jews, even today, are Sadducees. They believe that when they die, they will be thrown in a hole, and that's the end of it. And of course, that is very sad, very contrary to the revelation of God. So our Lord is telling us, yes, there is a whole universe that is spiritual that you cannot see. Once in a while, with a miracle, and that's what it requires, someone can see an angel or something else like that, a saint from heaven that appears to a person, or even in some cases, the whole Trinity or our Lord appearing to some person. But this is a miracle. This is not normal. In a normal sphere of things, we are asked to believe even though we cannot see. And of course, one of the things too that our Lord says here, which we don't have the time to go into fully, is the fact that there are devils and people who follow the devil who are in many ways hurting children and the innocent. And of course, our Lord says it would be better for that person to have a millstone, which was about 2,000 pounds, by the way, wrapped around their neck and thrown into the ocean. Two things happen. Once a person with a millstone is thrown into the ocean, His neck is broken. He is instantly dead. And the second thing, even if he survived that, he will drown. And then he will drown in the fires of hell. So our Lord is once again showing us through his scriptures and through the liturgy of the church the true faith which we hold as members of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And of course, we must always rely on the angels. I'm saying Michael the Archangel, who is our protector, and also our own personal guardian angel. Sometimes a particular person has more than one guardian angel. I believe I have three, and I need them too. I probably could use 3,000. But nevertheless, these angels are here to protect us and to guide us, to inspire us, and to teach us. And so we particularly commend unto all the angels, the whole universe of angels who are adoring God in heaven, we commend all our children, all our babies, especially those still in the womb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.